Good morning, it's 5:06. You're listening to WHYY 90.9, your NPR member station. I'm Jennifer Lynn. Voters in yesterday's election have weighed in. The results in Philadelphia, Mayor Kenney has won another four-year term. Also, Philadelphia's Republican Party has weakened in city government after yesterday's election. The Working Families Party won a seat that has traditionally gone to the GOP. For the first time in history, Democrats control the Delaware County Council. All five seats in the former Republican stronghold are now held by Democrats. And while many eyes were on Delaware County, where Democrats swept the race for county council, Democrats also won in Chester County in the commissioner's race. We'll bring you more on yesterday's election results throughout Morning Edition this morning. You can count on that. Good morning, 6:31. I'm Jennifer Lynn, WHYY News in Philadelphia. New Jersey voters have approved a ballot question that expands a tax break for veterans. WHYY's Joe Hernandez has details.
New Jersey military veterans living in retirement communities are now eligible for a $250 property tax break. Previously, it only went to vets who owned homes. According to NJ Spotlight, advocates say another 3,000 veterans and their spouses could become eligible. The question had to go on the ballot because any changes to the state constitution have to be approved by voters.
That's WHYY's Joe Hernandez reporting. Pennsylvania voters have overwhelmingly approved a constitutional amendment that seeks to add a slate of victims' rights to the state constitution. But Marcy's law will not go into effect until the state courts decide whether it's constitutional. The day before the election, the Supreme Court upheld an order barring the votes to be officially counted after the American Civil Liberties Union sued, saying the amendment is too broad to pass all at once. The case is headed back to the court for a full trial. Marcy's law backers say they think they can win. Stephen Bazar is an attorney working with the plaintiffs. He says they're equally confident.
I feel really good about our case on the substance. I think we have the correct position as a matter of law.
Bazar and other Marcy's law opponents say voters weren't informed enough about what the law could do and argue it could violate the rights of the accused. Supporters of the law maintain that would not happen. There will be some new faces on Philadelphia City Council. Among them is Isaiah Thomas, who won one of five seats traditionally held by Democrats. He's not the only new face. He's going to be joined by Democrat Catherine Gilmore Richardson and Kendra Brooks of the Working Families Party. Thomas says he'll be a voice for those who feel disenfranchised but need help.
I'm for Philadelphia, and that's the top priority, you know, and specifically for people who often don't have a voice to be able to speak for themselves. And when you look at the ills in our city, from bad schools to poverty to gun violence, you know, often people of color are the ones who suffer the most.
Thomas had the backing of several unions and the Democratic Party. Coming up, more election stuff. Delaware County voters elect three Democrats to county council. It's historic. Laura Benchoff reports at 6:42. It's WHYY on a clear day. 56 are high. We're at 42 in the city. It's 6:34.